The other sign that spring is right around the corner, the Copper Dog 150 is here this weekend. Kim Pesey, race director, good morning.
Good morning.
Day after tomorrow?
Oh my gosh, does this not come quick every year?
Every year I say, I'm going to get ready way in advance. I'm going to be prepared. I'm going to be, and then the day before I'm going, wait a minute, where'd it go?
I do as well. I think we all do. And then it is here.
So let's talk about a few of the things that are going on this weekend. First of all, let's start with a few things that are kind of aside from the race itself, and then we'll get to the race. But there have been some additions into this. First of all, there's this veterinary clinic. Can people still sign up for that? Because that's tomorrow, isn't it?
I think there is still some room for people to sign up. That has been something that our chief vet, Dr. Ladd, has kind of helped us with. It's a chance for our vet and our vet teams and local vets as well to get some continuing education credits. Dr. Davis is a sports medicine veterinarian, and the talk sounds so interesting. Unfortunately, I will not have time to attend it, but I think this is going to be just an awesome event, and it's definitely going to be something that's really great for our vets.
Now, this is tomorrow afternoon. It's at the Irish Times.
Yes.
Is this just for vets?
No.
Or is this for, I mean, suppose I lived out in the country and I just have three or four really active dogs. Can I go to this?
I think the information that's gleaned there and you participate with it, I think you probably get some information out of it. It is not just for vets. We have mushers coming. We have some tech students coming. And we have some citizens, you know, some average Joes coming. The registration is $40. There's information on the website. But I definitely think it's going to be a new part of this for us. And I think it's going to be very educational.
Yeah. And the website, of course, is copperdog150.com. You can go there, find out about the seminar and see if there's still room for you if you're interested in doing that. There is a hockey tournament coming up.
Well, I think this is what we want and have begged the communities to do. Copper Dog is a weekend long event, and this is the thought process. There are literally hundreds, thousands of people that are going to come here and participate and volunteer, but this is put on by one of the local businesses, Carmelita's, and Jerry Mitchell has got together and placed a ice arena in Calumet, and they're going to have a little hockey tournament. And actually, I had four or five gentlemen approach me at work and just said, you know, God, I'm going to be out of town, you know, I'm going to miss it. But yeah, so this is what we like. We like to see the community coming together and saying, hey, I wonder if I could do this Copper Dog weekend. And we're like, that's what we want. We want community involvement, and we are getting it.
Well, and it's one of the things that we have looked at from the start in terms of Calumet. It's kind of like a donut for Calumet. You have a big event on Friday night. You have a big event when the racers return on Sunday afternoon, and then you have this hole in the weekend, and we've been looking for activities to occupy the town during the weekend while the racers are out working their way up and down the Keweenaw Peninsula. So
right.
It's a 3-on-3 hockey tournament.
Yeah.
And again, if you'd like to get involved in this, it's not very expensive. It's like $5
$5
a player, I think, which is heck of a cost. And you can find out more about it by going to copperdog150.com. The information is posted there for you. And you can get involved in this, have a little fun playing hockey in Agassiz Park.
And if you don't want to ice skate and do a 3-on-3 hockey tournament, you can build a doghouse. There's still time for the doghouse races. Those will be happening on Saturday as well. And we've got, there's going to be a Meet the Musher again this year in Calumet. There's going to be kids activities. So we really want to focus on getting families out, having some fun. For those people that can't really make it up to Copper Harbor or just want to kind of stay in town, visit our local businesses. There's lots of stuff happening in downtown Calumet. There's lots of stuff happening in Copper Harbor when the dogs come in on Saturday. There's going to be a meet and greet the musher dogs, and one of our local mushers is going to bring some dogs so the kids can kind of
one
meet
of our
and
local
greet.
Dogs is going to bring
his musher. Well, and you know what? I know Jerry Trudell's dogs, and that would be appropriate.
That would
his
be about
dogs
right.
Dogs will
for
be
Jerry.
Bringing him. Yes,
yeah, that would be about right. He's a great guy.
He is. He's wonderful
and loves to talk about the sport and racing, and he'll answer any question you ask him.
That is a Musher thing. I will tell you, it does not matter what your skill level is, what you know about dog sled racing and mushing and that sport. All of our mushers, you could walk up to anyone and they will talk about this sport and talk about their dogs. They do not get annoyed with questions. They want to talk about this sport because they love it.
Well, and let's face it, 5 or 6 years ago, none of us knew anything about it either. I didn't know anything about it.
Isn't that great?
And every question that I have had, I know a fair amount about it now. And people ask me questions and they think I'm an expert. You know, this is how I learned, was by talking with these mushers at the various places along the line. They're a wonderful group of people.
Oh, absolutely. And as the race director this year, that's one of the things that I count on. I have just an excellent support system with the team that we have, and there's mentoring and coaching. And I was laying in bed last night, as I have been doing wide awake many nights this week, and think about what I know now and what I didn't know 3 or 4 years ago. And that's all gained from the people that support this event, as well as the mushers. You know, you ask them questions. Like I said, they love this sport. They're ready to talk about it.
Absolutely. And so if you really want to get a feel for the race, don't just come out Friday night and Sunday afternoon. I mean, and please do come out Friday night and Sunday afternoon. But the restarts in Eagle Harbor on Saturday morning, and in Copper Harbor on Sunday morning, and that Saturday afternoon in Calumet give you a chance to get up and close and see and have a chance to talk to some of these mushers and see their teams, and you'll get a whole different view of how this whole sport runs than you will if you're just at the festivities.
Absolutely, you will, and you'll have a chance to talk to people. And, you know, the mushers come into town. Some of them are coming into town Thursday. Some of them come in right Friday morning before their vet checks that take place. But then they're here all weekend, and their handlers are here, and you'll see them out. And if you get to downtown Calumet or you get to Eagle Harbor, Eagle Harbor takes off at 9 a.m. If you come up there at 8 o'clock or so, the mushers are dropping their dogs, they're feeding them, they're exercising them a little bit. They're getting ready for a race, but I've never met any of them that are too busy for a question from someone who wants to know.
And I should say that I have had very few breakfasts better than the ones that I have had before the restarts in Eagle Harbor and Copper Harbor. So come on out, have a little breakfast with us, and you can see the restarts and get up and close and personal with some of the dogs and with some of the mushers as well. The opening festivities begin 6:30 Friday night in downtown Calumet. We typically have thousands of people who come out for this. It's just a great, great feeling.
It is a great feeling, and I actually was approached by somebody the other day. Actually, two people said, okay, I'm a copper dog race newbie. Where do I go? And my advice was both, if you have not witnessed the start and come and felt that energy in downtown Calumet, that would be where I would send you if that's the only thing you can do. But like you said, we've got stuff happening in Copper Harbor and Eagle Harbor. Those communities, that energy, although it's not as big as downtown Calumet, that energy's there. Those communities get involved in this race. They love it. They're there for the event. That's what Copper Dog is all about. We're all about community vitality and getting our community involved. And as I've said multiple times, this is not just a Keweenaw event. This is a UP event. We're ready, and we want you to come out, and we want you to enjoy yourself. Yeah, it's going to be cold, but you know what? It's supposed to warm up, I think, to like 8. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, at this point, they're talking about a high of 12 on Friday and around 20, maybe 22 degrees for Saturday and Sunday, which
perfect.
Is going to feel almost tropical compared to last year.
Perfect. That is perfect weather.
Yeah, that is absolutely, because the dogs don't like it warm.
No.
The dogs would rather. I asked one of the mushers once, and you know, this is how you learn things. And I said, what is the perfect temperature to run the dogs? And he said about 10 below.
Yes.
And I thought, really? Don't sign me up for that job. The other thing that if you've never been, and I've said this before, you've got to come to the start and just see those dogs.
Oh, man.
I thought when I got into this, If you asked me to get harnessed to a sled and run 35 miles or 40 miles through the snow in the dark, I wouldn't be all that excited about it. Maybe this is the kind of thing that we get a little concerned about in terms of animals. And it's not the case at all. These dogs love doing this.
This is what these dogs are bred for. And the thing that I think is amazing is the excitement that they have, the energy that they have. And just like your pet, dogs just want to please. They want to run, but you know what? That musher's in charge. That musher works for those dogs work for that musher. And the mushers know that, and the dogs know that, but they are ready to go. And you know what? We have volunteers that come and dog handle, and one of the things we tell them is watch out at the start. We've had people get hit in chins by dogs jumping 2 feet off the ground, and just go onto the website or some of our photography that we have. You will see the dogs 2 feet off the ground in action, and those are the shots that we love because I think people capture what the event's about and what the dogs are all about.
They're as excited as I am at a breakfast buffet. I mean, the other thing that impressed me in terms of the dogs and how much they love this is at the finish line. They come in, they come trotting through town. They've just come 35 or 40 miles from Copper Harbor. They've gone all the way up Brockway Mountain, down
yes.
Brockway Mountain, back up the hill into Calumet. And they come in and they get across the finish line and the musher stops them and they stand there for a few seconds. They go, ha, 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 ha. And then they say, wait a minute. We're still hooked up. Can we go again? Can we go again? Can we go again? And they start yipping and they want to go out again. They love doing this.
It is amazing. And the amount of energy that they utilize and how efficient they are at utilizing, it's amazing. And these are amazing, amazing athletes. That's what they are. That's what they do. It's magical. We use that word a lot, but it is. It's magical to see that excitement. And the opposite of that is if you are volunteering and you're out at a crossing or out in the middle of the woods where there's a turn somewhere, it's the total opposite. Those dogs don't bark when they're running.
No.
They are quiet, they are on task, and all you hear is the glide of the sled and the panting of dogs as you're at a crossing. It's just, that's why I said, it's magical.
And they are focused.
They are focused.
Absolutely. Should mention, too, that we have two races, actually, involved in this. We have the Copper Dog 150, which is the three-stage race.
Correct.
We also have our Copper Dog 40, which the Copper Dog 150 involves 10 dog teams. The Copper Dog 40 involves 6 dog teams.
Correct.
And we have a lot of local racers who get particularly into the Copper Dog 40. That is a single stage race. It starts on Friday evening in Calumet and it ends Friday night in Eagle River. And you can show up around the courthouse area in Eagle River and be there for the end of the race.
Absolutely. And that was one of our goals with the 40 is to have a little more pomp and circumstance for that race, to actually have an ending where there may be a chance for spectators to be in. Eagle River was the perfect place. And that community, just like all our communities, opened its arms. And they are planning to have food for the mushers. And it's one of those things that Copper Dog as an organization asked and the community answered, and it's going to be great for those short race people to have a little bit more excitement when they end their race.
Yeah, and you know, they'll be there and done with the event at that point. And you know, if you want to go out with a few friends, I'm sure there'll be a few places open where you could enjoy a delicious beverage or something like that afterward as well.
Absolutely.
So all of this is happening this weekend.
It is this weekend, and I think that if you come out, you will be amazed, you will be entertained, you will have a great experience.
Kim, do you have any last-minute needs?
Well, I will tell you, we do have some volunteer issues on Sunday. And issues by, I mean, we're kind of short in a couple places. And I did find out this morning, if there's any strong gentlemen out there or women that are quick on the draw, we have a position for the dog teams called a hooker at the start. And basically, it is what it says. There is a large hook that is a brake, that acts as a brake on the musher sled. And when they count down for the ready to go, that hooker is next to the musher pulling that out of the snow. one of our hookers got hurt, and God bless him, he's not going to be up to the task. So I just found that out this morning. So go to the Copper Dog 150 website, sign up. We're still in need. Check out where the crossings are, but we're going to make sure that we have those volunteers.
And I know that we always,
one way or another,
I know that we always need a little bit of help putting up the snow fence on Friday morning and taking it down Sunday afternoon after the finish.
Absolutely, those are key positions. It's a lot of work, but we couldn't do the race the way we would want to without it.
Yeah,
and we need some bodies. So anybody's not doing anything at 8 o'clock on Friday morning, show up in Calumet and we will put you to work.
Yeah, and Friday night, businesses will be open. There'll be lots of good food that you can get. You can get Copper Dog 150 gear.
Yes.
That will be for sale. And the party on Oak Street?
Yes, there's going to be a street party. We have vendors there. There's going to be a DJ. There's going to be, you know, music. It's just going to be a good time. And I think everybody needs to come down and experience it once, and you'll keep coming back like we all do.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, Kim, I will be seeing you a lot over the next few days. Looking forward to being involved in the race again this year. It's one of the highlights of my year, and thank you for all the work you do on it.
No, we couldn't do it without you and the Wolf and what you do for us, and we know that you are our voice, and we love having you, and we're excited that you're going to be here with us again this year, and just a big thanks to everybody that's involved with this event. We appreciate it so much.
Hope to see everybody at the Copper Dog 150 Friday night, the start in downtown Calumet. This is Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.
Honey Boo Boo and Mama June on our ET set.
Oh, don't even want to bring that up.
I'm Nancy O'Dell on the next Entertainment Tonight. Morbidly obese at 9 years old, 125 pounds, the transformation that could save her life.
I will definitely be there to help her.
Yeah.
Plus, you can run, but you can't hide. Only we are on the set of Sharknado 3.
Oh, no, it's happening again.
We love entertaining people. Next, ET.
Tonight at 6 on ABC 10.
Frank A. Douglas Agency has been serving the Copper Country since the days of the horse and buggy, over 150 years. I've been here long enough to know that our rates are excellent and our service is second to none. Hi, I'm Andrew Lorenz of the Frank A. Douglas Agency. We're eager to help you decide which life, home, car, or business policies from Auto Owners Insurance are best for you. Call us at 482-2660, see us on Sheldon Avenue in Houghton, or at douglasagency.com. The Frank A. Douglas Agency, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance.
You know, I feel retirement should be the best part of life. That's why I got an apartment at the Bluff Senior Community. The apartments are spacious, and there's a great view, too. And it's close to everything. I really like that I can go shopping, have lunch, take in a movie, and they take care of the cleaning, my linens, the upkeep, and my main meals. That's why I don't have to worry about it. You know, the Bluffs is going to make retirement the best time of my life. They can make it the best time of yours, too. Call 483-4400 and set up a tour of the Bluffs today.
There's still time to save during the midwinter sale at Cross Country Sports. Save now with the best ski shop in the Copper Country. Stay warm with 25 to 50% off a good selection of weatherproof winter jackets, cozy sweaters, and pants. Plus, save on complete ski packages starting at just $299 for touring ski packages, $349 for skating packages. The midwinter sale continues at the best ski shop in the Copper Country, Cross Country Sports in Calumet. Hurry in for the best selection. Sale ends soon.